This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. In Targeted a Young SME Entrepreneurs, Alliance Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge is back for a third year with prizes worth up to 1 million. This is a big difference from the first time they had it. So we'll be catching up with the top 20 finalists who made it into the challenge over the next couple of weeks on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And this week we welcome the third and fourth finalists, Bloomdisk and LYL Technology. From Bloomdisk, we have Gideon Lim, and from LYL Technology, we have Mehdi Hassan. Two very different business. Bloomdisk about flowers, and LYL Technology obviously about technology. So congratulations to both of you. You know, how does it feel to be selected for in the top 20, Mehdi?
It's obviously a great opportunity, I think. So for us, I think it will help us to get some exposure as well as some maybe some funding to go to the next steps.
Okay, and I know you've been very successful as well in terms of working with other parties, and we'll talk about that in a little moment. And yourself, Gideon?
Oh, we are really very excited and really very thrilled. We are really just a young startup, so it's a humbling experience. I guess the other finalists have really very good business, uh-huh. And it's really an honor to be just, you know, among them.
Okay, why do you think you guys were shortlisted?
It could be anything, really. Mm. But I guess we really showed that we want to be in a lot. I remembered during the pitch day, at the end of our pitch, Tan Sri Liu actually came up to us and said that if you don't get it, come and apply again for next year. And we said, no, we don't want to apply next year. We really want to be in like
2015.
This year. Yes, the 2015 one. So, yeah, I guess that enthusiasm probably helped us a bit.
Okay, the enthusiasm. Now, when you think of, have you always been in the floral business?
Yeah, actually, I grew up in a family business. Mm. My mom owns a flower shop in Penang. Mm. So growing up, I've already have some, helping my mom have some experience in the industry. And I guess what's interesting is that there was one time during Valentine's, I helped my mom to deliver flowers. And I was bringing this bouquet of flowers into an office and send the flowers to this receptionist. And I could see the receptionist was really so thrilled to see the flowers and wondering who is it for. And when I finally gave the bouquet of flowers to the recipient, I could see that joy in her face. So it was really impactful, to not just deliver flowers, but delivering that emotion.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your business, because, of course, you guys very kindly gave me one as well. It comes in a box, right? Mm. So what's so different about how the flowers are delivered?
So we try to see how we can change the experience of how people deliver flowers. So yeah, Bloomdisk really deliver flowers in a bespoke box. Mm-hmm. We deliver premium flowers, and it's all properly packed and cut in the box. So basically, we really want to empower people to make their own flower arrangement, to be creative with what they get. Mm. And with Bloomdisk as well, we strive to give to send flowers as fresh as it can. Mm. So the moment we receive flowers to our studios, when we import them, the moment we receive them, we immediately pack them and make sure that it is being delivered the next day. Mm. So people get to enjoy long-lasting flowers.
Okay. Yeah. So now, like, if you get this, how soon should I put it in water?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you see, what's interesting is that we already capsulate the flower with some water.
Okay.
So that's why it can really last the whole journey when we send the flowers.
Right.
So we understand sometimes people leave the flowers in the box because they're in the office, they want to bring it home. Right. So it should be able to last until they reach home.
Okay.
But of course, we encourage them to quickly,
the sooner the better.
The sooner the better, because flowers need water. You see.
Okay. So there's similar players in this space already, right? So how are you different in that sense? Is it just the delivery, the concept?
So I guess we really strive not just to be a flower company, but really to deliver an experience. Mm. So we put a lot of effort to make sure that the quality of the flowers are at its best. A lot of detail in how we tie the ribbons, the material that goes in, even the flower cards, the message card, and all that, so that when someone receives the product, they can really feel that there's a lot of effort put in. Mm. We also do it on a subscription basis. Mm. So basically, we want people to enjoy flowers fresh flowers as much as they can.
Okay.
So flowers being live entities, they will eventually die.
Mm.
So subscription really makes sense, where you put in a subscription, we deliver flowers on a weekly basis. Mm. So you get, you know, fresh flowers in your home, in your offices, in your space. And we also see some of our customers, people who have received our products, they really make their own arrangement. Proudly, they share what they have created. They hashtag bloom this, and and they even put the box or the flower card, you know, with the flowers.
Okay.
So that really helped to build a brand around what we do. That brand association was strong. So I guess that really helped us to build that kind of barrier.
Okay, so now when you talk about this, is it something that's going to be easily copycatted by someone else? You know, when you think about barrier to entry, is that something that someone else can do?
Yeah, I guess if you are in the trade and if you're in the industry, then you probably you can do it a little bit. Mm. But if you don't handle flowers, well, I think that it is not that easy to you know, make the delivery right, to deliver the right product. I think the other thing we need to do as well is to really leverage on technology.
Mm.
Right now, we are an e-commerce company. So, you buy online, and we really try to improve that whole buying experience. When someone comes in, put in an order online, and eventually it gets shipped to you.
Mm.
So I guess we want to really leverage more on technology. And I guess bringing a traditional brick and mortar business and coupling it, enabling it with technology, that would really bring our value proposition.
All right. Better. In terms of subscription, how much is subscription or a one-off?
So right now, we charge like 69 ringgit for a single delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can put on a subscription for weekly deliveries for a month, and we only charge at 176, so for weekly delivery of flowers.
Okay. So in terms of marketing, what have you been doing?
The product itself, flowers, has some virality in it already. So people would share beautiful things on social media. You know, they
Instagram
share
moments,
Instagram it, and I guess these social platforms does help for us to spread the word around, to market our products. We see people hashtagging bloom this and just, you know, share what they have created. So there's some word of mouth going on.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, we also do a lot of engagement with our followers on our Facebook. We do some Facebook ads. And what's quite effective is also partnerships with certain bigger brands.
Right.
So we try to strike some strategic partnership so that we can really promote each other and, you know, support each other to grow together.
Okay. Like tell me some of the strategic partnerships.
Yeah. So at this moment, we have already worked with brands like L'Oreal, L'Occitane, and there are a few more that we are going to work with.
Okay.
That really helps.
Okay, so from flowers to technology, we're going to talk a little bit to Mehdi Hassan from LYL Technology after this. Of course, I've been speaking to Gideon Lim from Bloom This. These are finalists for the Alliance Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9. It's Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Gideon Lim from Bloom This and Mehdi Hassan from LYL Technology. They're in the top 20 finalists for the Lions Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge, which is back for the third year, with prizes that have gone up to 1 million ringgit. Now, we were talking to Gideon a little bit earlier on about his business, Bloom This. And then, Mehdi, you've been on BFM before. Just a recap about what LYL Technology is all about.
LYL Technology is we are a technology company, but we develop small mobile apps, but our target market is the migrant markets.
Yeah.
We help them, we enlighten their lives with our small, simple apps.
Okay.
So actually, last time when we came, we talked about our Digi Bangla Radio apps
right.
that we have launched in May.
Uh-huh.
It is doing quite well. We have around 5,000 downloads.
Okay.
So it's we are.
What's the population of Bangladeshis in Malaysia?
I think this actually, there is no correct figure actually.
Yes, okay.
Maybe a million or something, 1 million something.
Right, right. Yep. So that's so you were working with Digi with this the Bangla radio app,
yep.
right?
Yes.
And then also there were plans for Indo and Nepali radio as
yes,
well.
Yes, in the future, I think.
In the future.
Yeah, maybe next year.
So what brought you to Malaysia 8 years ago?
Actually, I came here for study. I did my graduation here. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. And you decided to stay on as well. Yeah. So, and now you've got this first app that's out, right? What's this app all about?
So now we are working with them because when we do the DJ Radio apps, mm-hmm. We do some marketing, online marketing, especially in Facebook. And we saw that we are getting downloads from Saudi Arabia, Dubai, so some lot of other countries where there is a lot of Bangladeshi people as well. Mm. So that's why we actually decided to make our apps actually free for everybody. So we came up with another app. It's called Kokil. Mm-hmm. Kokil is a singing bird from Southeast Asia.
Right.
As everybody know in like South Asia, this bird is a black bird, but it sings very sweet songs. So our app name is also Kokil. So we are going live this month. Mm-hmm. So we targeted 8 countries: Malaysia, Singapore, Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar.
Okay.
So these countries our apps will be live because the we know that a lot of Bangladeshis are migrant workers, especially in these countries. So
they can listen to music all day long.
Yeah. And so we are trying to bring the Bangla music to them. Mm. So it's live music and it's also very modern and latest music and also some other entertainment content like drama and some educational content also for them to our tagline is bring a smile to millions of people.
So that's
we are working for that actually.
This obviously requires people who own smartphones, right? Yeah. And that's not a barrier to entry anymore. I mean, like, just about everybody has a smartphone.
Not everybody, but it's increasing actually. Mm-hmm. Because now the smartphones are very affordable, and day by day is becoming more cheap actually, so people can I don't think so. People now, if they want to buy a new phone, they buy a feature phone. They obviously buy an Android phone. Mm. So our apps are Android. Besides that, we also developing a web portal that is for normal phones also. If you have a browser, you can actually browse our apps actually from there. It's a web version of our Android apps.
Okay.
But the content is same actually.
What's the business model for you guys? How do you earn revenues?
Mainly we try to get a subscription fees, only a very small subscription fee, ₱1 a week for our premium content. Mm-hmm. But we have some our basic content, they are free. So they can listen anytime free.
Okay.
So, and also we are talking with some telcos in different countries, like in Malaysia also, we are talking with some telcos to give the user data free, like if you think like the Hotlink. Mm. Hotlink actually, they provide like Facebook or YouTube, WhatsApp, or data free, no need to pay data. So we are negotiating with some telcos around the in Malaysia and outside also to provide data free for our subscriber, for our apps, because we are sharing the revenue, subscription revenue, with the telcos.
Okay, because even though it's ₱1, it's a whole payment by credit card and all that, which I guess a lot of them don't have.
Oh, it's not from the credit card. Okay, this ₱1 comes from their mobile balance. So it's very easy. So you don't need to have a credit card.
Okay, so you thought of everything. Now you guys, both of you have actually went through this. I know they have strategic business coaching, for all the finalists that Alliance has organized. And it's been about, strategic influencing. Yeah. What have you learned from that strategic business coaching session?
I guess for me, the biggest takeaway was when the trainer, Eric, he was sharing on how a product life cycle and a company life cycle goes. Mm. So there's this growth stage, and he names that A. And then sometimes the company goes into a more mundane state where growth doesn't come, and that's probably B. And if nothing is done, then if the company goes down, then it's a C. Yeah.
Right.
So he asked the class and says, "So where do you think you should start to react? Is it at A? Is it at B? Or is it at C?"
Right.
So I guess for me, I used to think that when things are not going well or when it's mundane, then we start to do something about it at B. But what's interesting is that we should really think about innovation and how to disrupt our own products and our own services at A, where we are growing.
Okay.
Because if we are not disruptive, if we are not really innovating all the time, someone else will come in and disrupt us.
And you got to do it at stage A when things are good.
Exactly.
You already have to disrupt yourself.
Yes.
At A, because by B, someone disrupt you, it's too late.
Yeah.
Mentally, it's too late.
Correct.
I guess. Right. Okay. And for you, Mehdi, what have you learned so
far? Actually, when we are having the class, then he told us the product we are developing, the product must be, we need to develop as a painkiller, not a vitamin, because vitamin is optional. People maybe no need to
okay.
buy it. But if it's a painkiller, the people will must buy it. So that's why we are, when we are design a product, design our apps, design our content,
right.
we try to become as much as possible as a
painkiller,
not a vitamin.
Right, because when you think about the Kokil, right, is it a painkiller or is it a vitamin, right?
We are making it a painkiller by giving the latest news, because our news is updated twice daily, something like the radio,
okay.
actually.
Okay.
We're getting the content from the radio channels from Bangladesh.
Oh, okay.
So these are the, I think people have appeal for these contents.
Actually, it could be a painkiller because, you know, it's tough to being away from home. And then when you listen to the music, it is a painkiller.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so what would you guys do if you win 250 ringgit, with or without winning? Actually, you know, what would you be doing, Mehdi?
If we win the money, maybe we'll be actually using this for the more spending in mm-hmm. other countries, or doing the marketing, because we have a very small team now. Mm. So
Four of us.
So we are looking forward to have a bigger team maybe in the future. So that's maybe help us. This money will help us that.
Okay.
If we don't win, actually, we'll also continue our journey. So
okay.
we hope that something will come up.
You've managed to strike a deal with Cradle as well.
Yeah. We receive product development funding from Cradle, mm-hmm. CIP 150.
Right.
So this fund is actually, they give us to develop a video version of our app. So we are working on it. I think early January next year we'll be able to complete and go live with this app.
Okay. For you, Gideon?
Well, I guess you can always do a lot with 250,000.
Yeah.
Since we started, we have bootstrapped this all the way. Me and my co-founder, which is incidentally also my fiancé, have been working so hard doing this. And we are really now trying to expand our team.
Mm.
So I guess with the money, if we can get the money, I guess that's really going to help us to, you know, expand the team, expand the type of products that we are going to develop.
Okay.
Yeah, but even if we don't win, we really think that this is a great opportunity to even have this chance to come on air to share what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in a way a win for us.
Okay, and you say to expand your team, right? What area do you think is most crucial at the moment?
Well, I guess because of what we do, it's also it's quite labor intensive, as well as we want to leverage on technology.
Mm.
So many room to grow.
Mm.
We really want to expand and develop the technology part,
right?
And how, you know, we can reach out to more customers that way.
Okay, so that money will come in terms of technology. So all the best. We'll see what happens in 2 months' time when they announce the winners. All the best to the both of you. Gideon Lim from Bloomness and Mehdi Hassan from LYL Technology, finalists for the Alliance Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.